Something on my heart I just have to share with you. All this summer, there's about five or six of us coming out from the home. Four of them are coming today. And we've been gathering and praying that God would get his will done in the meetings while we're here, and praying to pour out his spirit on us and to bring the people that he would have. And last night, the meeting was on having faith, and this morning, God has told us that he wants us to seek him. This is exactly what we were praying for, that God would help us to seek him and to get to know him better. And here he's answered this prayer that we've been praying all summer. And I just wanted to share that with you, what an answer to prayer this morning's meeting is. How wonderful it is to be here, and God answers prayers when we diligently seek him. And I know that I need to seek him in a greater way, and I need his help. His spiritual health in my soul that caused me to seek him more. I just thank him so very much this morning for this answer to prayer. He has shown me already in the first day I'm here at camp, he's already answered prayer. I do need to receive him in a much greater way. I need deliverances and need flesh cast out. I need to be made perfectly clean and whole by his blood applied to me. I need to be totally filled with his spirit. There's so many things that need to be done. I need to be abandoned to him in a greater way, and I do believe him to cover me with his blood and to fill me more with that seeking spirit. I need to really grab hold of Jesus. I just thank you, Jesus, for this meeting this morning, this answer to prayer. It's a definite answer to prayer. I know that it is. I thank you that this week is a week for all of us to seek you. It's a seeking week and a finding week. I thank you for the way that you touch people's hearts here, and there's no doubt that's what you want to do. I just thank you so very much, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
The world is going after knowledge these days more than anything else, or more than any other time of the history of the world. Young people feel that the most important thing is to have knowledge. Well, it is important to have knowledge, but that knowledge ought to be of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus Christ would be everything, would be our all and in all. The Apostle Paul prays for the Ephesian church and says that God would give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of their understanding being enlightened, that they might know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of His glory, of His inheritance in the saints is. And this prayer certainly is a good prayer for us to pray, that God would give us that knowledge, that God would somehow anoint our eyes with eye salve, that we might be given understanding and know that this knowledge surpasses any worldly knowledge that we could ever store up.
Amen.
In our minds, or our hearts, or our souls.
Amen.
And oh, may the Lord cause us to see eternal values instead of these temporal values, the things that the world is going after, the things that seem to be so valuable, so glamorous, so very important. But if we put God first and really pray through and have that understanding and realize what the hope of our calling is, we're going to leave our future in God's hands and let Him plan for us. And let Him give us that knowledge that is far-reaching, that is more important than any knowledge that this world could offer us. And so may God help us to seek Him with all our whole heart. Isn't that encouraging, that those who seek the Lord will understand all things? You can be as dumb as a dodo, but you can understand all things if you seek the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What an opportunity.
Hallelujah.
We're not all brilliant. We're not all smart. We're not all filled with a knowledge that is of this world and a desire for this knowledge, perhaps, but we wonder how we're ever going to measure up. Well, this is the way to measure up. This is
Hallelujah.
The secret. What a marvelous opportunity we have. And we can give ourselves to the Lord so that He can enlighten our hearts and cause us to know the things that really matter.
Yeah.
The
Amen.
Things that are really going to amount to something in this world. Sometimes I'd like to get inside of our young people and say, oh, listen, this thing that the Lord is offering to us is so much more valuable. Doing His will, finding out His purposes in life, finding out His holy vocation. What a change would come on into our lives if we really gave ourselves to that vocation, gave ourselves to our high and holy calling,
yes.
Gave ourselves to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we can know Him and the power of His resurrection. We can be abundant in His life. We can have all that He has purchased for us. And oh, may God give us the grace today to respond to the call that has gone forth and really give ourselves to seeking of Him and finding Him and having this knowledge that is way beyond any knowledge that any earthly ambition could offer us. May God help us. Dear Father, we thank You. We pray especially for our precious young people, Lord. We know that perhaps their life is before them, and we pray that they shall somehow choose eternal values, and that these values will eclipse these temporal values that perhaps loom up as so important. Lord, we know that Your hand is upon every one of them, and we covet Your best for their lives, Lord. Oh God, these staff members, bless them abundantly, strengthen their purpose to cleave unto the Lord, to seek God, to go after God with all that is within them, and to do the will of God, and to leave the things behind that would seem to attract them, but they are not going to lead them to the fountain of life. God, strengthen them, give them the courage of their convictions, and take them all the way through. And the rest of us, oh God, no matter what may be our age or station in life, we want to go through, we want to find you, we want to know you, Lord. We want to have that knowledge, we want to have that understanding, we want to know what is the hope of our calling, oh God, in the riches of the glory of your inheritance that you prepared for your saints. Oh God, give us light today, give us help today, give us guidance today, give us grace, Lord, to respond to that offer that you have given to us, Lord, that we might go through and in that day stand before you and not be ashamed.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Children, and this year we are taking some of our offerings and applying them to the longhouse, which has been constructed down in the village, which of course serves our boys and girls equally, and consequently it is an offering for the children, although and not specifically to bring them here to camp. Thank God we have been able to take care of those boys and girls, and many who we have been helping this summer from various churches, and that need has been met and supplied, and we're thankful to God for that. Praise the Lord. I'd like to say, too, that if there are those here who would like to take a look at the longhouse today, right after the meeting and before dinner, why, you're welcome to go down there. But otherwise, please kindly refrain from going down into the village because that is a restricted area and some of our folks are still living there. But if you'd like to go down today immediately after the service, you're more than welcome to do so. Also, I'd like to announce the Sunday school class this afternoon at 4:00. And come and believe that God will meet you as you study his word together. I feel increasingly constrained throughout this morning service that it would be pleasing to the Lord if we would come to the table of the Lord tonight in our evening meeting, and so we should prepare our hearts accordingly that we may partake worthily. God willing, then tonight we will have a communion of the Lord's Supper in our evening service. 3, 2, 6. Let us stand. us, please.
Father, we're so thankful this morning again for your great faithfulness towards us. We thank thee, Lord, for supplying what we are in need of. We thank you, God, for your word this morning, and we pray that we might apply it to our hearts and lives, that we might truly be the people that you have called us to be. We pray, oh God, that you will dismiss us with your blessing. Be with each and every one of us, oh God, and cause us to be conscious of thy presence throughout this day, that we might come tonight to return and give you thanks for what you have done. We ask this in thy precious name. Amen.
Amen. Dinner will be served in approximately a half an hour, a little more, 40 minutes, around 1 o'clock. Anyway, there'll be just the one bell.